Hello, hello. What's up, everyone? What is going on? It's been a minute, and a lot has happened within the last 2 months, I guess. But yeah, man, we're going to get right into it. Okay, you guys, happy 2021. I'm pretty sure I said that in my last podcast. Yes, we are. We're still in a COVID. You know what I mean? I feel like I have hope with things and life. You know, because I feel like we're at the last stretch of it. You know, a virus won't like eventually go like away, but it will hopefully be like, you know, the flu where we could just be able to do like fun things now, like go to the movies, go to concerts, go out and party, you know. I know certain places in the United States are wide ass open, but for the other people in different states, I think we're ready for that. I know people are like, I don't know, too soon and all that stuff, but sooner or later it has to happen, you know what I mean. But yeah, so let's get right into it. I moved, and I moved to Los Angeles, LA, La La Land, you know, Hollywood, what they call it, the fake city, you know, influencers, YouTubers, or whatever like that. But yes, I moved to LA. LA is home for me. I'm born and raised in LA, and yeah, I've always been, but after I like graduated high school and stuff, I've always kind of like been on my own and whatnot. Even like in school, had like really interesting stories with like housing and all that stuff, but it was definitely a whirlwind. But I moved back to LA, and no, I didn't like move with like family or like friends or whatever like that. I remember I was talking to like one of the homies, and I was like, yeah man, LA has been on my mind for a minute, and I was like, I was thinking about visiting, but it kept just like coming on my mind, it kept popping up. And sometimes like you just have to do it, you just have to go with it, you know, consciously. You just have to listen to that, to your gut, you know. And New York definitely gave me a wonderful, wonderful time, and it will always be like a home away from home for me. But yeah, I love New York, and I will always like visit New York at least hopefully like twice a year, like during the summertime and during like the holidays, or if I'm like somewhere else, you get what I'm saying. But yeah, I'm back in LA, and being back in LA is very interesting, for sure. There's a lot that has happened since I've been back. So I moved back February 6th, and I moved back with two suitcase bags, and I had my backpack, two suitcase bags, my backpack. Yeah, I think that's about it. I'm trying to think. Oh, and my skateboard. So I donated a lot of stuff. I tried to sell some stuff. I even sold my e-bike, my Super 73 bike. I ended up buying a new e-bike, which is like a Monday motorbike. I'm still waiting on that. I had purchased that January 23rd. I still don't have it. They said I should have it in March. It is March now. And, you know, I can be impatient, but it's like, yo, come on. And I also dislike that I have to, like, reach out to the company for updates. I don't like that at all. It's like, yo, you took my money, you don't like to communicate, like why do I have to go out of my way to communicate? Like I have no problem with that, but just like, yo, you know. But yeah, so since I've been back, a lot has happened, and just a lot of like, it's been wild energy. So first of all, we already know LA transportation system is trash, so you know, their trains and stuff like that. So when they do come frequent now, which is great, but when I've, you know, ridden the trains out here, they're trashy. They're so disgusting. And like, there's a difference between New York subway, you know, trash or whatever, and LA trash. It's disrespectful. It's really disrespectful out here. Like, the way it's like super trashy. It's like, oh yeah, also like the workers don't even like try to sweep. It's like they don't even like, I feel like they don't even clean the trains at all because of COVID. Like in New York, you know, they have that time from like, I think it's from 1 to 5 a.m. or 1 to 4 a.m. They clean the trains, you know, and they clean the stations. Now they're out in L.A., they really don't care. They're not cleaning the trains. They're not cleaning the stations. Not that the stations are like crazy dirty, but it's the trains that are like just trashy. There's randomly, like, I remember I got on a train, I'm like, yo, why is someone smoking cigarettes? It's like, it's crazy. It's like more homeless people riding the trains than regular folks, especially after like a rush hour time. But yeah, it's really, really wild. And I've gotten on the train and I'm just like, yo, what? It's like, what they say, mad goofy. You know, it's the terms from like me being in New York, just like saying goofy and all that stuff. But yeah, so when I first got here, let me tell you guys this. Everyone's path is different on how they want to, you know, make it for themselves and how they, yeah, basically how they want to make it for themselves, their whole plan. So originally I was basically going to like, you know, find like a room to rent, you know, from like New York City. I'm trying to do these like FaceTime calls and all that stuff. There are some FaceTime calls where it's just like super, people were like super eager, like they're like desperate, you know what I mean? I'm just like, nah, I don't want that. And then there was like some people were just like, oh yeah, you know, this one's just for like a couple months. And I'm like, I don't feel like moving again if I'm trying to make this my permanent spot. You get what I'm saying? And then there was another one that was like, oh yeah, you know, like interview you. It was like so much of a process. They were like, yeah, we can interview you. And then, yeah, we'll basically have to like ask the landlord if they approve you or whatever like that. I'm just like, yo, just to rent a room, like, relax. And I know like in the you know, coming from New York, they do have like that extraness or whatever like that. And I kept saying like, yo, I want to have like my own space, my own apartment, right? So then this is what I did. I decided like, you know what, I'm not gonna like rent a room. I'm going to basically find like a spot where I basically I could like co-live or stay in like a hostel for about like 14-15 days and you know, apartment hunt while I'm out here in person. Because as much as I wanted to find something right when I landed, it's just better to be in person and looking at these spaces. It's just way better because that way you get a better vibe, you get the energy, you're feeling, you know, the neighborhood and all that stuff. Because people can really gas it up, you know what I mean? But it's all about the energy when you get there. So this is what I decided to do. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just find a co-living spot. And a co-living spot is basically a they have them all over like LA. They have them in New York. They have them in different cities around the country, like probably like Austin and Atlanta and all that stuff. Or basically, you're basically renting a bed, and it's like bunk beds and a room. So I only have an extra roommate because of COVID. So you literally only have you have a roommate in your room. And these bunk beds are really cool because they're like wood and they have like privacy and they have like shelves and all that stuff. And you also have like a closet that you can lock with a code. Yeah, it's kind of cool. And then they show you the apartment, and this one was in like West LA. I was like, oh, okay, it's cool, you know, straight off the expo line, really nice, down the street from like the beach, really nice. And the co-living places, like they have them all over LA, like Hollywood, Koreatown, downtown, Venice Beach, Santa Monica, West LA, you know, down the street from UCLA, all that stuff. And like the point of, I know when people like move into these like co-living spots, they're like, yeah, we could create and all this stuff. Because also like with the co-living spot, they have another basically a community space in the apartment building, because basically they own the full apartment and it's literally just like a co-living apartment building. So anywho, They showed me the community space, and it's like an audition space and an office space, and they have a gym area and they have a studio, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. And I definitely used the audition space a couple times because I had like auditions like back to back when I was, when I arrived. I was very grateful for that. But it was just, people were just in the way, and I'm just like, yo, don't you guys have something to do? Like, you know, it was just like people just in your face, in the way. And I, you know, I'm not used to that at all coming from New York. You know, everyone's doing their own thing. I'm barely seeing my roommate, you know, half the time, because also like our rooms are on the other side of the apartment. But I'm just like, damn, man, y'all in the way. So anywho, here's a story for y'all. The first night I was at the co-living spot. Oh, okay. So the first day / night I was at the co-living spot, I met my roommate. I was like, oh, hey. She was like, oh, you're new? I was like, yep. So she told me about like this drama. She was like, yeah, the girl who was living here, she was saying that I was stealing her stuff and all this drama and got into an argument. I'm just like, what? Like, this is the first day. And I was like, yo, first of all, I'm like, I'm already, what do you call that, jet lag. You know, I barely slept. I've been up for like 24 hours. I really don't care about any drama. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like, yo, living with women. And mind you, like, my apartment is just like women. So it's like three of us total. It's a 2-bedroom apartment, three of us total. There's 2 to one room and there's 1 to the other room. The other girl didn't have a roommate. So she's telling me about like all this drama that was happening, and I'm just like, I honestly don't care. I'm literally just gonna be here, gonna be out doing my biking and stuff like that, and doing my auditions and like coming back at nighttime. Like, I really don't care. So anywho, she was telling me about that. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, yeah. And then as that happens, she goes outside or whatever. So I'm like putting my stuff in like the closet locker. And this other girl comes. She was like, oh, hey, is this your helmet? Like, I have, like, a motorcycle helmet. And I'm just like, yeah. I'm like, hey. Like, I was like, hey, how are you? She didn't say anything. It was so weird. I'm like, what the hell? And anyway, that was, like, a weird encounter. Later on that night, or, like, basically the next day in the middle of the night, I go to use a restroom, right? And someone decides to take a fucking dump and cover it with tissue without flushing the toilet. I'm like, yo, this is disgusting. First of all, it's COVID. Second of all, we're all grown adults. Like, how can you not fucking flush a toilet? Like, disgusting. So this is what I decided to do. I decided to flush it with my foot, but I'm like, yo, why am I doing this? There's another bathroom in a community space, basically in the other apartment. That's what I do. I go to use a other apartment's like restroom. And I'm like, yo, that's fucking disgusting. And then from there, I was like, yeah, I gotta get out of here. I can't be here. Because originally, I was gonna be at the co-living spot for maybe like 3 months and then find my permanent, like, apartment. You know what I mean? My permanent house or whatever like that. But then I was like, no, I just can't. Just from that one incident, I was like, yo, I cannot. And then shit just keep, like, you know, unraveling. So just be like, and then, so we found out who, well, my roommate and I, we both knew who it was who took that fucking dump. It was the girl who basically asked me about, like, oh, is this your helmet? And she was, like, thicker and stuff. And when she uses, the reason why we knew it was her, because when she uses the restroom, she would have the toilet seat up. And mind you, I'm like, is this person, like, you know, I don't know if they're, like, transitioning and all that stuff or whatever. But they never told me their pronouns, so, you know, and whatever, and yeah, they went by like a woman. So anywho, I'm like, yo, why is she using the restroom like with the toilet seat up? That's weird. That's interesting. And mind you, she's not like gay or anything or whatever like that. They didn't tell me any pronouns or whatever. They like, yeah, I'm just like a woman. So anywho, I'm just like, yo, that's weird. So anywho, homegirl ends up moving out, I think later on down a week. And then they ended up bringing in a new girl with just like this, she's probably like a college girl. She's Caucasian, you know, very like ditzy or whatever. And they moved her into the room where Boo Boo Girl was. And there's like, you know, at least I think there's like 3 beds and there's like bunk beds, right? And I'm just like, damn, did they even like clean that whole like room or whatever? So anywho, this girl comes in and she's like, I don't care whatever when people eat and drink, but she brings in a big ass bottle of vodka and Diet Coke, and she's like laughing and carrying on at nighttime and whatnot, and then she does a cleanup behind herself. Just be like, more than crumbs on the counter, it'd be like pots and pans that's not even clean on a damp counter, on a stove, or in a sink. And I'm just like, damn, what if I wanted to cook? Like, this shit is all used up. It'd just be like a mess. Just a mess. She would just leave a mess, like, all over, like, the fucking kitchen. And mind you, I didn't really cook at all. You know, I warmed up some stuff, or whatever. So it would be like my roommate and her, they're always cooking or making coffee. I'm just like, yeah, this is like literally motivation for me to like to leave. It was just, yeah. And then mind you, I was also like looking at places too, so I was just like literally in there, in and out, eating. I was there to eat, sleep, shower, and be gone and do my auditions, you know, in a community space. But long story short, you guys, I was able to get my studio apartment. Very grateful for that. And I was also able to get my cat, which I'm playing with him right now with this string. So it's been a very wild ride since, you know, I landed. It's already like, right when I landed, it was already like just on a go type of thing. I did have like a day where I just literally did nothing. And I think I had like last week I did one where it's like literally nothing. Look at, he's like all on my laptop playing with a string. But yeah, like since I've been here, like the energy in LA is very interesting, right? Because you can't really trust anyone, really. Yeah, like just that energy. So I, you know, I have my guard up or whatever, and it's just like this energy of just like, it's like fake energy. So I'm definitely protecting myself and my aura, and I'm going to be taking a break off of IG. I remember I had asked someone, so this is interesting too. I had asked someone, I was like, hey, you know, I'm back in LA, would love to like link up in the future, right? And they're like, oh, hey, yeah, I'm like, what did I say? I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I'm kind of like hanging out with my group of people because of like COVID or whatever like that. I don't want to bring anyone else in. And I'm just like, mind you, I said in the future. I'm like, people just literally like just be forgetting the full thing. And I think sometimes also like people just want to say stuff just to make them feel better so they can like shut you down or whatever. So like, I remember I said in the future, but okay, but go ahead. But yeah, I just can't like, it's like a very interesting energy here. And you know, everyone said it in LA, like people are like fake and all this stuff, but you could, you know, fill it with certain people. So I can't really trust, I don't know if people are genuine, you know what I mean? Like, I just can't tell if people are genuine. Like, I met a couple people while going to this like drive-in movie. It was really cool, but it's just like, you still can't tell if people are genuine. Like, they're like, oh yeah, like, you know, being nice, was like, like, you know. But I just rather for, like, that East Coast type of vibe. So I'm looking forward to finding like my tribe out here. Not that I didn't have it, it's just, you know, everyone's busy or whatever like that. So it's gonna be just interesting adjusting to like the LA lifestyle or whatever, and finding like really genuine people. I decided to, I was like, oh, let me join Tinder, right? Out here in LA, it's just like nothing but like, I'm like, yo, where are the black people? There's no black girls on here. Like, I was literally swiping and it was no black girls. It's crazy. So I decided, I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna delete that. I'm gonna delete myself from the app. And I deleted myself from Hinge. And yeah, man, right now where I am, I'm gonna be like, I'm basically on this like new path of like this new journey of like discovery, where I'm stretching and writing, journaling and affirmations and doing my gratefuls and just being, you know, doing a little bit of meditating and exercising and biking and just being in tune with myself and working on my craft and whatnot, because LA is supposed to be opening up in April. So, like, I definitely want to, well, yeah, I'm going to be taking a break off of IG, and yeah, I'm just very grateful where I am, the fact that I'm in my own, like, studio apartment, you know, so just decorating it, super fun, and the fact that I have my own cats, I'm super grateful for that. His name is Sebastian, and he loves being right up under me, or whatever, but yeah, it's going great so far, even though I did express, like, the cons, but overall it's been good. It's been nice to see the sun just about every day. Today it's a bit gloomy with the peekaboos of the sun, but yeah, man, very, very grateful, very, very grateful. And yeah, I plan on, you know, pushing out more episodes and telling you guys about my journey since I've been back. But yeah, I'm going to be reading more, and I like that. I've been journaling and stuff like that, and just eating healthier and exercising more, like going hiking and stuff. I went hiking when I got here with two of my friends. But yeah, it's been great. I'm really excited to get my Monday motorbike so I can start riding it and stuff. So, but yeah, it's been great. And yeah, so this is basically like an episode where I like ranted about LA and also told you guys about like my journey since I've been back. It's been very interesting. It was a lot of interesting things that has happened to me since I've been here. And but I'm still like, you know, you gotta laugh. It's really funny. It's like, yo, it's crazy, you know, in a city like LA. It's always some wild stuff happening. But yeah, be on the lookout for more episodes, you guys. I know I definitely took a break and stuff. It was just a lot happening in my life, and I just needed to make sure I was grounded before I started a new episode, and I am. And yeah, so I'll catch you guys later. Peace. Bye.